but she likes to get out of the house.
Well, she seemed like she... The fresh air is pretty good for you, though. She has lots of trouble.
If you have your car greased and the fella gets in and wipes his hands on the steering wheel, what do you say he's done with the steering wheel? He's got it what?
I call him messed up.
Well,
I just stay away from it.
Yeah. Go someplace else next time.
Yeah.
I had one man that used to do that all the time. Oh, I disliked that. So I did. I stayed away from him. I took it as long as I could. You can't tell a man to change his habits.
No, but I just say, look here, by golly, you better clean this off, hadn't you?
Yeah.
I'd see it.
Yeah, I suggested that to him, but still, that's just the way he thought, just the way he worked.
Well, if he's that stupid, why, he don't need the business.
Yeah, that's...
Because I'll tell you something, a man that thinks anything of his business, a fellow drives up a nice car there, and it's clean, he knows good and well that you don't want it messed up, or you'd have it messed up.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this where I just went someplace else. Mm-hmm. Never say a word to them. They don't used to.
That's the easy way out. Oh, if you got grease all over your steering wheel, what would you say it was then?
I just said it's messed up.
Well,
greasy.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. Some people say greasy, some people say greasy.
Yeah.
I wondered which one you use.
Yeah, I'd say greasy.
I'm a greasy man, too.
Yeah.
My wife's greasy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's strange. I found people around here and all close together, places close together. One person would say grease.
I'd say grease, greasy, grease.
Grease, greasy, grease, grease.
Yeah.
Some people say grease and greasy.
Well, we live in this part of the country where we have people from different parts of the world, and they have a little different way of expressing themselves.
It hasn't settled yet.
Yeah.
That's one reason I was so anxious to get this now, this year. I wish I could have done it 3 years ago when I first came, but I wasn't ready. I had classes to prepare, so I put my time in on that instead. In your old tires, before we got this new kind, what was that that was inside the tire to hold the air?
Two.
Uh-huh. They have boats around in this country?
Oh, lots of boats.
Did they have them in the early days?
No. The boat business has just come in the last 5-6 years to mount this thing.
What kind of boats did they have in the early days? Power boats?
Well, no, they didn't have power boats. We had boats that we used as oars, and we made them out of cottonwood, just homemade boats. That's about all we had here. Just take a cottonwood, go down to the mill, get some lumber, just make a boat. And it'd carry 3 or 4 people, and you'd stretch the drop line across the river, you'd get in that boat and go across, stretch the drop line.
Did you call these things, what did you call these boats? Any special name?
No, just call them a boat.
Robo?
Skiff. Skiff. Sometimes you call them a skiff.
Uh-huh.
Robo. Skiff.
Uh-huh. And what did you say you were doing when you made a new boat and you put it in the water for the first time?
Oh, I don't know. Just put it in the water. You know, I've got a business
paper. Didn't launch it then?
That's launching your net. You just put it in the water with you.
And hope it floats.
Yeah.
If a fellow made a little thing out in the river, a thing out of planks, to tie his boat to, what would you call that?
I guess you'd call it a boat dock, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And let's see.
We have lots of boat docks on Grand River over here.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, boy, there's lots of boats over. I was over there yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty, too.
Well, I went over to my son's yesterday. He has a drugstore there in Logan's Grove. And we crossed the river out there right by a big boat dock right on side 33, you see, it's out there.
Uh-huh.
There's lots of docks along down the river there, you know. They have heated docks where you can fish there in the wintertime.
I've heard about those.
Yeah.
And catch fish.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, they catch fish. Grand River's a mighty nice stream.
Yeah.
It's nice and clear.
I've just seen it once. Just drove down past it and saw the lake, I guess it was.